All right, let's get to some group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Hey there, Missy.
Hi, good morning, Ben and Kelly.
Hey.
Hey.
First of all, thank you so much for allowing us to call and chat with you about the message you sent us. So tell us what's going on.
Oh, gosh. So I'm at my wit's end. I'm desperate. I know you guys have had similar situations before. So I don't know if it's ever been like blaringly obvious that this is just a very bad idea.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah. So one of my friends, she's like one of my best friends. She's about to make the biggest mistake of her life. I'm worried about her future to come. Like, this is just detrimental that I have to stop it. I don't know.
Is she buying a lot of Bitcoin?
You know, to be honest, that would be better than what's happening.
Oh, no. Okay. All right. Tell us what's going on.
Yeah. No. So her parents, other friends, like everybody in her life so far is just telling her not to get with this guy, her fiance. And he's just this energy leech. He's a money leech. Like, he doesn't have a job. He has three kids to three different women. Mm-hmm. He doesn't support any of them. Obviously, because he doesn't have a job.
Right.
I don't know if he's ever worked.
Oh, gosh.
But she is so caught up in the fact that he, like, loved her and, you know, someone loved her pretty much. Like, he's her first serious boyfriend. So I'm just legitimately the only person in her life currently that has not yet gotten to a point where I've put my foot down. But I have to now. I'm about to move it completely. She wants me to be her maid of honor for this wedding.
Oh.
And I just, everything in me is telling me, no, you can't stand up there. You cannot have her just ruin her life, because this guy is just toxic. He's gaslighting, and she cannot see it. She is so blind to him.
Oh my gosh.
And I don't know what to do. I don't want to, you know, step up, say something, and then her cut me off like everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
But I just don't think I can even stand going to the wedding or being a part of anything. So I don't know what to do. I don't know what to say.
Oh, that's so tough, because I know it's like everybody sees it. And if she legally ties herself to this guy, she might end up supporting all of his kids.
Yeah, I was going to say, she'd be financially tied to him too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you considered just, I've got something I've got to do.
She can't do that now.
She
cannot do that now.
Well, so I mean, she asked you to be the maid of honor. You obviously said yes, right? So now you're kind of like,
you can't say, oh, I got a thing at the play. Sorry.
Oh, sorry. My dog's vet visit is that day, and I'm going to have to.
Can't. No, it's going to come down to you just, again, saying what sounds like everybody has said to her.
I mean, or does is that on Missy to do? Missy, I know it's tough to watch a train wreck get ready to happen, but
so many times people on this show is like advise it's not your place, it's her decision to make.
Yeah.
And as a good friend, you just have to be there for her in the good times and the bads, and when the fallout happens, you're there for her too. But I understand why this particular situation makes that extremely difficult.
Well, yeah. And what I think maybe hearing from some people who have been in your situation and either interjected and how that worked out.
Have you tried pointing out the legality of, like, what if you are on the hook for supporting his kids? Like, has she thought about that?
I mean, I've tossed little scenarios at her in the nicest way, obviously, because I feel like it's a little bit eggshelly walking around.
Sure,
but it just, it doesn't, it doesn't seem to faze her yet. I'm afraid it's going to be like one of the scenarios where it's like, oh, it doesn't bother me until it happens.
Right. Right.
Oh gosh.
All right. Yeah. Well, Missy, the good news is we've already got some people checking in and offering up like some advice and things like that.
I've got secondhand anxiety for you. I do.
Yeah.
I have anxiety over this too.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Whatever happens, Missy, you know, try to be the good friend for her and, you know, keep us posted. Let us know what happens and we'll try to get you some help here.
Yes. Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome. Man, there are so many people that are like, you got to just let it happen.
Oh,
you can't,
really?
You can't stop.
Really? Three kids, three different baby mamas, no job. She might be financially on the hook for them.
All right. Let's get some of your stories. 502-795-1997. And we'll try to get some answers for Missy coming up here next. Got off the phone with Missy, and she is in a situation where she sees her BFF headed down the wrong path. It's her first serious boyfriend, and he's got a history. It ain't great.
It's long.
It's long.
He doesn't have a job. He's got three kids from three different women and doesn't pay child support on any of them.
They're engaged, getting married, and she wants Missy to be the maid of honor.
Also, Missy is not the only one that sees this. Everybody in this person's life,
so,
parents, all the other friends have spoken up, said, I can't support this. You're making a huge mistake. And she's kind of cut everybody off but Missy.
Yeah. So Lisa chimes in and says, literally had the same situation with my friend. Some supported her decision, but I saw the writing on the wall. She married a scrub. I talked and talked and talked, but since she feels she's the smartest person alive, she did it anyways.
Oh, gosh.
Now they're headed for divorce. Sometimes you just have to let them learn on their own, and unfortunately, they will still justify their decisions.
Really? Ooh, I know. And then you're sitting over there like, I can't say I told you so. I can't say I told you so.
I know. You can't roll in. Yes.
Chrissy says, it's like having a teenager and hating their boyfriend or girlfriend. If you resist, they'll just push further. You have to let them figure it out for themselves. But if there's a way to protect herself financially, I would at least urge her to do that.
Yeah.
Now, Trina said, because we were like, well, what happens if, you know, they get married and then is she going to be on the hook for like supporting his kids? She says, as someone who's married, divorced and now remarried, she won't be financially responsible for his kids. That responsibility falls on the parents only. However, he might owe lots of child support, have warrants, stuff like that. Ooh. So definitely check on that.
Cindy on Facebook says, you can tell her how you feel, but just be prepared to have her cut ties with you like she did all the others. Sound like she isn't going to listen to anyone and do whatever she wants to do anyway. So you just have to ask yourself, is it worth saying my piece and losing her?
Well, yeah. And Trina said also, unfortunately, seeing my little sister do this now three times.
Oh, gosh.
You have to let her learn her lesson. That's the only way she will learn is living it and learning for herself. But oh, my God.
Yeah, there are some people that are like, hey, prenup. Others that are like, show her old Jerry Springer shows and say, this is going to be you. Jordan rolls in and says, hey, unsolicited advice can often cause defensiveness or resentment. Meaning if you just go and say, hey, I know you didn't ask me to say this, but
here we
go.
Yeah, but here's what I think.
Yeah. So he says, I would support or approach the situation, by asking the friend if they would like your advice. Hey,
and then say, I've got concerns.
I've got some concerns. Do you want me to share my insight on this? And then we've got someone who texted in, as someone who has a financial job, I would highly recommend not marrying this guy.
Well, yes.
Taxes.
I mean, we all know it's a bad idea.
Child support.
We all know that. Yeah. But and maybe that's the angle she takes. Like hey, listen. I don't know if you've considered this, but you should. I know it's not romantic to think about, but you don't want to ruin yourself financially. So can we just date? We need to marry him?
You know, look, and bringing up the whole prenup thing is tough because you always want to think that nothing's going to happen to me. And then, you know, it's like, hey, I just want to get a prenup just so in case this doesn't work out. I have what I had coming into the relationship, and you just have your stuff too.
Uh-huh. And then that might bring out something in him.
Stuff too.
Yeah.
So maybe you go with like, hey, suggest prenup. I don't know.
Yeah. Paige said, I've been through the same situation, was in a marriage for 5 years. There were so many red flags, but I have a kid with this person and I had to learn for myself that, you know, it was bad. Like, I wouldn't listen to anybody. I thought I knew best, even though I could see all the bad things happening right in front of me. Oh, and it wasn't until, you know, I was really done that I decided to file for divorce.
All right. Well, we're I think we all know what needs to happen. It just needs to. Maybe Missy just needs to figure out how the words to say it. And I think we've given her a lot of ways to go.
Yeah. Elizabeth says, I was the friend. It took losing all of my friends and family, pulling away, an eviction and hospitalization, and being cheated on multiple times. Yes, it takes her failing to figure it out.
Yeah.
Just be there to pick her up after.
Okay.
The best thing to do, the only thing to do, really.
All right. Well, there you go. Missy, good luck. We don't envy your position, that's for sure.
That is so tough. That is so tough. It is like, you know that you're just like sending them off to jump in a fire pit.
Yeah, yeah. Or you're waving them on and you realize there's an accident getting ready to happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Hey, good luck. Keep us posted.
Gosh, that's hard.
Yep. That is Group Therapy.